Coming up next on 88.1 FM, a chance to get to know one of your neighbors better on Porch Talk. Like all of our programming, Porch Talk is made possible in part by Watts members, who show their appreciation of community radio by donating to WWER. For more information, go to wwer.org/membership. This Saturday from noon to 5 p.m., Beach Arts Music and Mentoring, BAM, presents their annual fundraising concert featuring Tommy Two-Tone. Ever wonder how Tommy got involved with BAM? In this week's Porch Talk, Sally Adams speaks with Tommy about his life.
This is Sally Adams with WWER, and I'm talking to Tommy Heath. A lot of people call you Tommy Two-Tone, but that's not your actual name, right?
No, I am. By the way, hi, Sally, and hi, everybody.
I'm sure most of the people listening have met you before.
Tommy Heath, but I was never able to pronounce it Heath because I mumbled a lot. Actually, my real nickname is just Two-Tone where I'm from. But
oh, my gosh, so people do call you Two-Tone.
If I call you up and wake you up, I'm going to go, hey, this is Two-Tone.
It just makes it simpler.
It grew from there.
So when you started the band, you guys were known as Tommy and the Two Tones, and then that just became your name?
No, this was Tom. It was Teen Tones, actually. This was the art project I did in college in the early 70s at Sonoma State College in California, about 60 miles north of San Francisco there across the Golden Gate Bridge. So we hated all the rock bands. My big sister had been a big influence on me, sent me her 45 collection, and we learned them all and became the 50s. Rock and roll band like Sha Na Na, and we were called the Teen Tones for this art project. And then we did it one more year, and it was Surf versus Grease, and we were both bands, and we had these jean jackets made with logos from like a bowling alley kind of place. And a few years later, I was living on Maui, and I had a two-tone 54 Chevy, and they just started calling me Two-Tone.
Did you ever get yourself some two-tone shoes?
You know, those are only for sax player.
I love it. I think you may be right.
My brother always wanted me to play sax, and I said, well, I just can't wear hush puppies every day, but then they went on to that. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, for people who don't know, and that's not very many, you are actually John Heath's brother. So when you come to Colonial Beach, you're not necessarily Tommy Two-Tone. You're Tommy Heath, John's brother.
Well, I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Well, he's a pretty famous cat around here. How did you guys come up with the idea to come and rock the beach for raising money for Beach Arts Music and Mentoring?
Well, it was John and Eileen's idea, and they do all the work. We work on this all year. The first one was, 6 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, I think 2017, maybe. Yeah, it was probably about the same time I moved to Colonial Beach. I remember coming here and seeing the concert. That was one of the first things we did and thinking, this is awesome. I can't believe Tommy Two-Tone's in this little town. It was fantastic.
Okay, what year? We'll make it a trivia question.
Gosh, I think that was 2017.
They were doing it. It's such a good cause. One of the most proud moments in my life. Figure to help my karma. Back then, I thought it was 10,000 less years in purgatory, being a good Catholic boy. We give every elementary school art and music teacher a surprise $500 check on Christmas.
That's so cool. And you know what happened last year is every teacher, art, music, and STEM teacher got $1,000.
Good.
Yeah, so you are doing something amazing for this town.
I think every teacher ought to make $100,000. I'm thinking of taking this nationally.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Every half-dead rock star needs a good charity.
So you could make Arts in Schools your charity. I love it.
I was a decent artist in eighth grade, but then I went to total college prep high school, and I had no art or music.
But you created sort of an art piece, I guess it would be a performance art piece, when you were in college with these two bands. How did you do? I meant to ask you what your grade was.
Gee, I was somewhat a generalist, my dear. I started in physics at Sophia University in Tokyo. My dad was in the Air Force. Got an RTC scholarship to Washington State University. And about halfway through that, they had this test to see what you'd be good and bad at. Creative writing was at my bottom, so I switched my major to creative writing just because I'm ornery. And got a turtleneck and grew a mustache, started hanging out, studying and writing. I quit that scholarship a year and a half later because of the war.
Right.
I'm most of the time really quiet, but if I came out there as an officer and I got to Vietnam, my own men would have shot me, and I wouldn't have blamed them. So, and then, you know, I was coming to see John in Richmond, and they started coming here, so I came here a few times, and then he said, "Do you want to play this benefit?" And it was such a nice time, and I'd love to be there about three times a year. Going to Minneapolis to pick up my big sister, so it's also our family reunion.
So it's a big weekend for you.
Yeah, it is.
That's so cool. I noticed that it said you grew up in Philadelphia in one of the bios I was reading.
We were born there. We moved away when I was five. My dad was one of those unlucky people who fought in World War II and then got called back up for Korea. He called it the big one and the police action. Anyway, he came out and he was a chemist at Gulf Oil in Philadelphia, and he got called back in. So he sent us to Vermont, taught him radar in this little town, and left us there, and he went to Korea. So we had some great adventures. And then he came back, and we already had four kids, so he stayed in. He never meant to. And they moved to a town on the border of Texas and Oklahoma, and I went all through elementary school there. And what was the question? I forgot.
Well, I asked you about growing up in Philadelphia, but sounds like you've been all over.
Yes, we still went back there every summer. We had a beach house in Avalon, New Jersey. Best body surf in the world, and I've been everywhere.
Well, not much body surfing on the river, but it's a nice river beach for sure.
Yeah, well, I would move there because there's no waves. I mean, I love the place. Other than that, gotta have some waves. Had three great aunts. Two of them were spinsters, and one had been married for about a minute. And they lived in a Victorian duplex, three-story high, just absolutely beautiful thing on a cobbled street in Chester, Pennsylvania. My dad would pile us in the car in Montana and drive us here, north of Cannon, and drive across. And we spent about a week in Chester and a week in Avalon, just about 3 out of 4 years. And then about 1994, I was in Nashville struggling along, and I got a gig with Dave and Buster's there playing on the little porch they had out back of the giant blockhouse. It was Jimmy Buffett reality. And my best friend and I played there for a month. And whenever I go through with my mom, no matter where in the world we were, I go, "Send me some rolls. Nobody knows how to make them but Philadelphia." She always imported Scrapple and, Lebanese bologna. Scrapple restaurant there in Colonial Beach.
Yeah, Lenny's. They serve Scrapple every day.
Another reason I'm coming.
For the Scrapple? Brandy will be glad to hear that. I've been listening to your music, but I don't know that I've listened to it in order. But I've noticed that your voice is a little different now than it was, of course, in your early days, which happens to all of us. But I think your voice is a little richer. And
I can sing 10 times better than that a year later. It's scary how good I can sing.
Isn't that interesting? What do you attribute that to?
It's a bell curve. And I'm on.
You think so?
It is. Well, I'm not a real musician. I'm an artist. Sometimes I could usually sing, but sometimes I couldn't play guitar in time. We wrote a couple songs, and my friend challenged me to sing them a fourth down. So I'd be singing over, da 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 da, So I guess it's kind of a my Dean Martin phase or something.
Well, if it feels good, then do it. You know, I just noticed some, you know, they're not even necessarily small changes. There are sometimes I hear some big changes, and it might be because you're singing lower than you have been. But there's a kind of a gravitas to your sound now that I don't think I heard in your voice in the 80s. And you were a lot younger then, too, so.
Yeah.
Do you attribute your sound to a mix? You mentioned the, I don't think you said rockabilly, but you mentioned a mix of sounds when you got started.
Yeah, see, I grew up, my big brother was a bass player in Beatle bands in Tokyo, and I was real shy. And so I started out in the surf bands, then went to college and got into folk music. And I grew up, my big sister was in high school in Texas in 58, and it was just this scene of music was everywhere. My sister was Miss Texas Softball Queen of 1958. Her and all her girlfriends would come home with the latest Elvis EP, and I was 4 and 7 or something. They'd make me dance with them. Formed a 50s rock and roll band, and then after that, played in soul band, and we got into Western Swing. And we had a jazz band, and I always had a different name. My country western name is Johnny Beige and the Double Knit Cowboy.
Do you still do that?
I bring it up every once in a while. I'm back singing a lot of country again, but it was a whole performance thing that we played on the San Francisco area. You remember leisure suits and all that?
Oh, yeah, boy, do I.
Well, there was a cowboy version. It was tan.
It had the double stitching. I think Wrangler made a version of that.
Yeah. One of my folk heroes, there's a picture of him in London. He's in a cowboy suit. And I think Dylan wore it there a couple times. So I bought one at a Dude Ranch store in New York and wore it throughout Europe. But I had little Jim McGlynn kind of square glasses. And
I bet you were all that.
The Double Knit Cowboys, we pretended we were a lounge band from Elko, Nevada, and did it all up and moved from there into Western Swing. And then we started trying to play jazz. We had a bad jazz man, and my name was Desmond Tone.
Desmond Tone, there we go.
We had little bandstands and war suits, bow ties. It was reggae that brought me back into rock and roll about 78. 77, moved back down to San Francisco. Guy walked in and said, "You're a new wave." I said, "What's that?"
You didn't even know you were the new thing.
No. I mean, I had a pedal steel and a horn section. And yeah, you got to get rid of all that stuff. But it was fun. And we had a great time. And we were playing for like 8 people in San Francisco, which is a very, they're all style victims, basically. Yeah. It's a city state, kind of like New Orleans, where your popularity there has no one-to-one relationship to the rest of the country or the world. I'm on the east side of Portland, which isn't where the yuppies live, and the bar says, "Hipster-free since 93.
Well, that's a source of pride.
Yeah. They're going to run me out soon because I don't have a tattoo.
Oh, well, that seems a shame.
I love it here.
That's so great. Are you near, are you right on the water?
We're not on the ocean, but you can feel it. It's 60 miles away that way, and an 11,000-foot mountain with snow on year-round.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I explained in California. If you don't like the weather, just get in the car and drive 20 minutes.
There you go.
Lightning bugs, and we don't have lightning.
Really?
We don't have any bugs. It's scary.
It's very European of you.
The frogs are gone, too. It's just frightening. But meanwhile, we're surviving, you know.
You have so many fans here in Colonial Beach, which I love. What's it like when you come here and all of these people are wanting you to sign their shirts? And
that's great fun for me. See, I don't play at home.
Well, you have a day job, right? So you're a regular Joe.
I got too old for that one.
So you get to come here?
Yeah, so this time I can stay an extra day or two. May drag everybody to the nearest surf. What's that, Rehoboth in Delaware or what?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Go on up into Delaware. We're not very far from anywhere around here. I come from Oklahoma, where you have to drive hours to get to anywhere. And here, you know, you hop on a train and within a couple hours you're just about everywhere on the East Coast.
Yep. Yeah, I was BWI long before John moved to the beach. Great cheap nonstops. Then I get in the car, come down there to the Baltimore Harbor and eat a real crab cake.
Right.
You're New York or Washington or...
Does John try to lord it over you now that he's the local?
No, not at all. We're just so similar and yet so different. It's just great to be together.
You guys seem like you have so much fun when you're together. I just love it that you guys are still, you know, having fun when you're hanging out.
Yeah.
So was John ever, like, a part of any of your bands? Or?
No, John's not a musician at all.
Well, he's a big fan.
Yeah, he was the third. My big brother Andy was a dominating influence, and he's 2 years older than me, and he was the actual beatnik. I was worshiped him, and we always just mess with John.
Right.
He started his own thing, and I had to call my brother in high school, and that was tough. He was known as One Punch Heat. He's wearing overcoats with his real beatnik look, and all the thugs wanted to beat him up. 3 months, he'd pick one of them, take him outside, and knock him out with one punch. But they would, I'll get him again, and they would skulk around again. And I'm this wimpy guy, man. So.
You didn't have a chance.
No, I didn't have a chance. That's another story.
Is there anything else you want the Colonial Beachers to know?
I've figured out one secret here. Jenny is really about my guitar. Like, Jenny, you're the guitar for me.
That's so great.
So anyway, can't wait to get there.
We're so looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Tommy. We appreciate you taking time out.
Love you, dear. Say hi to MJ.
I will, and we'll see you when you get to Colonial Beach for the September 3rd concert.
Thanks, Alex.
The BAM concert and fundraiser, featuring Tommy Tutone, starts Saturday at noon on Town Hill and raises money for Colonial Beach Public Schools and youth.